What up, y'all? You're not politics with Cole. He is I am, I am him. What up, y'all? I want to talk real quick. I want to test out this mic, but I have a book that I'm reading that's really good. It's by Neville Goddard. It's called The Power of Awareness. I read like half of it. It's on YouTube, so just type that in on YouTube. Power of Awareness audiobook, Neville Goddard. But what he was saying is, like, anything you want in your life, it's only a certain thing you got to say. So don't quote me on this, because I ain't take notes like that all the way through. But just read the book so you get more information. But the first thing is to have, just have, like, say whatever goal you want to have. So first thing, you got to have imagination. You have to visualize yourself doing that. You got to see yourself doing that. And you have to focus on that all the time. Like, throughout the day, kind of like you got to have that, just that faith. You have to focus in. So whatever I want to do, so like if I want to be a millionaire, I have to see myself being a millionaire. I have to focus on that and just keep that thought. And then one of the final things you have to do, you have to kind of just accept that feeling. Like, how would you feel if you had it? So it's kind of like, I know people say fake it as you make it, but it's not really faking that you make it. It's actually like you made it because you already believe it mentally. Because you believe it mentally, it's going to come regardless. It's just like, it's just a matter of time when it comes. So you have to imagine it, and you have to just focus on it. And you have to, like I said, it's called the power of assumption. You got to already be, just assume that you get it, be thankful, be appreciative if you got it. He was saying a story about this guy. Man, I forgot the name of the guy he had. I want to say his name is Abdullah, but Abdullah's the guy taught him, because Abdullah's a black guy. And this is kind of like I said, I want to say this is like the 1940s, 1930s, but he was saying back then, something just came over him to go to Barbados, and he had no money or nothing, but he just wanted to go to Barbados. So he told Abdullah about it, and Abdullah told him, you're in Barbados. And he didn't believe him. He was like, what do you mean? He's like, you're in Barbados. So he was like, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Then he said, even like a couple weeks, a month later, he was like, so what's happening? He's like, nothing. You know, I ain't got no money. He's like, you're in Barbados. And next time he saw me, he's like, man, I believe everything you say, but this right here, I don't know. And then he just told me, you know, in Barbados. And like a week later, his brother out of the blue just emailed him. I guess his brother lives out there. His brother was like, hey, we having a family get together. You know, we haven't met in years. I already paid for your it was a plane, cruise. I already paid for your cruise. It's going to be first class. You don't got to pay for nothing. You don't got to pay for tip. I gave you money to buy clothes, so just come out here. So then he went to the ship, but the ship was like, hey, for the first part of the flight, I think it was from New York to St. Thomas. He was like, you got to do third class. But then from St. Thomas to Barbados, you do first class. So he told Abdullah, and Abdullah was like, you fool. He's like, I didn't say you going. I said you're in Barbados, and I didn't say you going to be able to first buy third class. He's like, you going to Barbados in first class. Like, he's telling me he's got to believe that shit like that. Then he said, right before the flight, right before the cruise, he said, they told him, hey, one of the people canceled, so you could be in first class the whole time. So he said, ever since then, he can't be reborn. He just seen how powerful your mind is. When you have that imagination and you have that focus and that assumption that you're going to get it. So he was saying like, he was just talking about how like people think it's more than that, but that's it. So I want y'all to read that book and check it out. Anybody that read it, check it out. You hit me up on PoePolitikin.com, at PoePolitikin on social media. Check out my homie show, Just Two Black Brothers, you know, PoePolitikin. We all on anywhere you listen to podcasts, but yeah, check out that book, and if you like it, you know, hit me up. We can talk about it more. I can actually bring you on, and we can talk about it if you really like it. But yeah, that's a good book. So, and he has another book I like called, I'll talk about that book later. But yeah, Power of Awareness by Neville Goddard. So we out. Till the next time on Politicking with Poe.